Reading from Paul's second missionary journey, Acts chapter 16, verses 6 to 8. Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. What is 100% certain? If you're anything like me, there have been many times in your life when you really wanted to know 100% certain what's going to happen. What should I do? You've prayed, searched the scripture, weighed options, speculated about possibilities, and yet you feel paralyzed with fearful uncertainty. You want God to write an answer across the sky, or at least give you a really clear sign. You know, should I date Fred? Should I prepare for the public ministry? Or to be a doctor, nurse, engineer, or astronaut? How can I witness to this acquaintance? How can I possibly warn this friend about their sin? Why, Jesus, don't you show me with 100% certainty? Our text tells us how the Apostle Paul was forbidden, prevented, and struck out. Why didn't Jesus prevent all that wasted effort by simply telling him up front, with 100% certainty, where he should be going? Paul's group had come from the east to Pisidian Antioch. And so the natural course would be to continue west on the Roman highway into Asia and Ephesus. But we're told they were forbidden by the Spirit. Don't we immediately wonder, how did the Spirit forbid them? But we're not told. Maybe so that we would consider all the ways in which the Spirit may forbid us. Right now, with missionaries unable to get a visa, perhaps with making that special plan that we have, but we can't get time off from work. Or having insufficient funds for the plans that we desire. We're not told how the Holy Spirit forbade the Apostle Paul. But similar things can be used by God to thus guide us. When he shuts off a course, a path in front of us. You may recall that rather intense persecution followed Paul on his first missionary journey. And it all began in this city, Antioch, that he now returned to. They not only had driven him out of the town the first time, but they'd also then followed him and poisoned other minds and stoned him in other cities. So now as they're setting on their course, maybe the Spirit forbade them by revealing that this active opposition had set an ambush for him on the highway ahead. Whatever it was, Paul was led by the Spirit's forbidding to leave the highway and set off cross country to the north, towards Bithynia. And yet verse 7 then says, the Spirit did not permit them. So what prevented them from going to the north? Well, in Galatians we find out that the Apostle Paul recently had endured a grave sickness. It had brought him to Galatia and preaching there. Perhaps a recurrence denied him the strength to go into those mountain passes, to go into Bithynia. Or maybe they ran out of funds. Jesus can also guide us through a sickness in our life, through having insufficient funds for those special plans that we think we should be making. What now? Verse 8 then tells us that they deliberately bypassed Mysia, choosing Troas as a more likely mission opportunity, but they struck out. And of course, God can guide us also in that way. Our job prospects, our special plans, our interesting opportunities, strike out. It reminds me of one witnessing opportunity that I had where a man was asking question after question about the Bible, and he was grasping the meaning of Jesus' words. He was showing determination to follow it. I thought, hey, this guy's really going to follow through. And then he drowned it all in drunken escapades. Why doesn't Jesus reveal what we should do with 100% certainty? Well, Jesus does want us to appreciate that we are not living under the law, with every aspect of life commanded, but under grace, with a variety of opportunities to choose from, all being made, the Spirit wants us to, by faith, to the glory of Jesus. He wants us to walk by faith, not by sight, trusting Him to unroll our part in the tapestry of His story. And yeah, we make failures in some of those choices, and Jesus also uses those to cleanse us of that hollow conceit and self, so that we lift up our eyes to look for the Spirit to unveil the Lord's plan for me and you. Note, though Paul was forbidden, prevented, and struck out, he does not become paralyzed with fearful uncertainty. What should I do? He continues to pursue what he thinks will serve best for the glory of Jesus, guided by God's word and circumstance. And he trusts that in the midst of uncertainty, Jesus will certainly use it, working all for good. So the Holy Spirit intentionally records the Apostle Paul, forbidden, prevented, striking out, so that we would learn to live by faith in what is 100% certain. Jesus loves you so much. He died for your sins. Your sins have been forgiven. Your mansion is waiting for you in heaven. And even now, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are dwelling within you to make your life a temple fit for God's praise. That is all 100% certain. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 416, 416.